And now our second feature. It's by Mike Hicks and it's entitled So, Just When Did We Stop Sewing? It's read for us by Sue Potter.
I would like to bet, but I would think, in the 1960s, every single household had a sewing machine. Certainly after the war years, people were very careful how they spent money. They had the imposition of coupons, which limited your spending somewhat. You certainly had to make do and mend, and most people were extremely thrifty. I am sure mothers taught daughters in the 1960s and onwards how to use the old sewing machine. When it eventually gave way to electricity, well, the sky was the limit. You had all the devices that you needed to do buttons through to hems and everything else that the technical people will understand was available. I wouldn't mind guessing that a lot of families, mums and grandmums, were very reluctant to part with their old faithful hand crank sewing machine. They were a work of art, beautifully made, wonderfully engineered, extremely decorated, and I think, on the most part, very reliable. I can remember when some towns even had their own sewing machine shops and engineers who worked there to solve all your problems, if they should arise. So, what has happened to the sewing machine? I suppose it is still around for the dedicated few who carry on dressmaking, but I would have thought numbers over the years have shrunk dramatically. The history of the sewing machine is quite amazing. You would have thought that something as simple as a sewing machine would never cause so much trouble. But when it was first invented, there was accusations claiming that other people had invented it first. Lawsuits were flying all over the place, and there were some very serious scandals. Almost a loss of life until at last, in the middle of the 19th century, a Mr. Singer came along. He was to be synonymous with this piece of equipment from the day until the present. The development of the sewing machine started in the late 18th century with an Englishman, Paul Thomas Saint. His contraption was very rudimental and parts kept breaking off. He had originally built something that would sew leather together, but this hand-cranked machine could not do the job. It wasn't until 1830s when a Frenchman called Bartholomew Thimateur, a tailor, created a machine that could sew uniforms for a French army. Well, the French tailors caught wind of this, and thinking this would mean they would be out of business, they set fire to the factory and burnt it all to the ground. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but a very narrow escape for the workers and the inventor, so no successful machine had been developed. Around 1844, somebody successfully applied for a patent. However, the person in the patent office lost the application, and this resulted in no patent being granted. In 1851, enter Isaac Singer, to whom we have to thank for the success of this machine. But not all was well. The patent that had been lost was now fair game, and a certain Elias Howe took up the challenge and faced Singer in a court, and as a result of this, Singer had to pay Howe. Substantial money and royalties for this ensuing years had been the original patent had been infringed by Singer, even though it hadn't been registered, and the court ruled against him, and this was a very costly mistake. Sadly today, when old sewing machines come onto the market with their wonderful lids that go over the top to keep them safe, dry and dust-free, they just are not popular. I believe that certain Rotary clubs throughout the country have collected these to send out to their third world countries where there is no power, so the hand wind comes into its own. Incredibly, the Singer Sewing Machine Company has reinvented itself over the years and still is in force in the businesses we mustn't forget. They don't just make domestic machines, they make industrial machines as well. It has been a long, hard slog for the sewing machine, but I don't think it's coming to the end just yet, because we have a devoted band of homemakers and dressmakers who ensure its future. Of course, there may be many more on the market now than Singer, although over the years many have come and gone sadly. It is not a collector's item. I wish it was. Occasionally one will be on sale for £20, £25 at auction, and maybe a very early one from the middle of the 19th century would make considerably more. But these are rare and tend to be museum objects. I'm sure to rid yourself of the family used and loved machines must be one of the hardest jobs in the world.